Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's move on here because Mia has a decision to make going into the weekend. She is staying with her mom for spring break. And she's not exactly sure if protocol is, do I spend the night in my bedroom with my boyfriend? Do I not? Do I address it before I get there? Hey, Mia, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning. All right, tell us what's going on here.
Okay, so I want everyone's opinions, please, because instead of partying with my friends for spring break, I decided to go home and spend time with my mom.
Why would you do that?
Does your mom party hard or something?
What's going on?
No, she just went through a divorce, and she's a little lonely. I know she misses me, and she also hasn't met my boyfriend yet, and she's kind of been bugging me to bring him to meet her. So she doesn't know it yet, but I've decided to surprise her and bring him with me.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about the wisdom of that for a second.
Is there a reason you want to surprise her? Like, why not just give her like a heads up? Like, hey, bring my guy with me.
Well, I don't know. I just like surprising my mom. And so I know she's been asking me to bring him. So I am.
Okay.
But the thing is, she lives in a tiny 2-bedroom apartment and she has a guest room. So staying with her wouldn't be a problem. And my boyfriend and I obviously used to stay together in my room at school. But I'm not sure how my mom's going to feel about us staying in the same room at her place.
Has this ever come up? Like, has it ever? Because I know in my home, it was always a rule that if I wasn't married, I was supposed to sleep in a separate room than the woman I brought home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there hasn't been a set rule yet, so I'm not sure, because this is one of, like, the first times I'm bringing a boyfriend home.
Yeah, I guess I might be a little on the old-fashioned side on this whole thing. Or maybe not. I just feel like, look, it's your mom's apartment. It's your mom's place. She's still making those rules, man, and you're doing a nice thing by going to hang out with her. But if she's not comfortable with you guys being in the same bedroom, then I think dude's got to take the couch.
But if there's no rules, then I feel like everything goes out the way. Like, if nothing has been set, then I kind of feel like you can just slide them in there.
Well, yeah.
That wasn't planned.
That's exactly what she's nervous about. I think the respectful thing to do, Mia, is when you get there, is you have a conversation with her about it. Like, how do you feel about us spending the night in the same room? And then she's going to be mortified and say no. And then he's going to have to sleep on the couch.
Well, so sleeping on the couch, here's the thing. My mom works from home. And she works from the couch, so she gets up really early and does her work day. So if someone were to be sleeping on the couch, they have to be up with her really early.
Well, then I feel like it's a benefit for her for him to stay in the same room as you. I feel like she probably wouldn't want him in her office space.
The problem is you're not going to know how your mom feels until you talk to her, and you can't talk to her about it because you're surprising her, so I really don't right. know how you're supposed to handle this.
Yeah, I think first she's going to be shocked by the whole thing. Like, oh, maybe in a nice way, oh my God, so this is him? And then I think at some point you got to break off and you got to have that conversation with her one-on-one rather than with him in the room. And whatever she decides, you got to go with. And that might even mean, like, hey, if she's so strict about it, you might have to get a place down the street.
Yeah, if I were you, I wouldn't do this whole surprise thing, especially since it's the first time that she's meeting him. Like, you don't want to get off on a wrong foot in any capacity. And so maybe she's having a really tough weekend to where she doesn't, she's not in a good headspace to even entertain any guest. Like, she might love your boyfriend. She might be really excited to meet him, and she might really get along with him. But if you're surprising her and she's maybe in a bad headspace because of the divorce, it might not be the best time.
Yeah, Mia, I mean, you know your mom. Is she, I think you probably have a gut feeling of how she is going to react to that. You've been around her quite a bit. So what's your gut saying on how she's going to receive that?
I guess my gut is saying that she might not be okay with it.
Yeah.
You're right. I guess I should ruin the surprise and kind of talk to her beforehand.
Especially what you mentioned in the divorce. You might be putting your boyfriend in a position that's not the greatest for him either.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, she knows you're coming. She just doesn't know he's coming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think your intention is good here, but would you call beforehand or would you wait till you get there?
I would call beforehand because my mom would be like, first of all, you're dating someone. That's news. And then second of all, I think she would want to, because my mom's very hospitable, I think she would want to get the place right. Maybe she'd want to get my boyfriend a little gift. I think you're putting your mom in an uncomfortable situation by bringing this stranger into her home without giving her a heads up. And especially if you don't know what you're going to do with the sleeping situation, I feel like there are just too many cons to surprise this woman. Let her know.
I agree.
Mia, we got to talk to you on Monday, find out what happened, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right. Godspeed. Walk with God.
The Burt Show.